You know, in today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Arthur Smith is, in fact, the new offensive coordinator of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Love the hire.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
What's the world of Bill Belichick right now, Albert?
Well, somebody throw him the keys the way Robert Kraft threw him the keys in 2000. And the answer to that really has been no.
Earlier on the show, host of Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio, ESPN NFL analyst, Robert Griffin III. Coming up, host of This Is Football podcast, Kevin Clark. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Great chat with Mike Florio in hour number one, Robert Griffin III. In hour number two, I just gave you my power rankings of the top storylines for the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 58. I do that every single year. We haven't really dug into the Dallas Cowboys going all in for their upcoming season, which I'm sure you're happy about, TJ, because you were wondering how far in they were going to be,
like,
right?
Is it like a quarter of the way in? Is it three?
You know what I mean? Like, is it going to be only
is it half in?
It's just really just like how into the season are they going to be? Yeah. It's all.
That's what I'm saying.
Congratulations.
Yeah, all in. Good job.
Man, this dry erase board is going to live to fight another year.
Oh, yeah, man. Cowboys are all in.
I'd pick it up now, but I can't.
I'll tell you what I think that should mean. I'm going to tell you what I think that should mean. That's called a tease. Let me tell you about what I'm going to say later on.
About the Cowboys? Or
No. Just teasing.
Get your damn act together.
No. I appreciate that, Mr. Jones. Thank you. 844-204-RICH number. If you missed any of the first 2 hours of this program, it re-airs. The program re-airs on the Roku channel, channel 210. No. It's all good. I said my piece on that. If you missed anything, our numbers one and two will be repeated. And then there's our podcast version, our YouTube page, closing in on 710,000 subscribers on that page. We're very, very proud of our little content factory here on the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH number to dial. Joining us now, on the program is a very popular podcast. This Is Football. From Omaha Productions, Kevin Clark here on the program. Good to see you again, Kevin. How you been?
What's going on, Rich? I'm just trying to get through these playoffs, man.
Oh, really? Okay. What's the story of these playoffs so far, in your estimation? What do you got for
Patrick Mahomes entering his MJ era, and what that means is that amazing players become minor characters. That's what Michael Jordan did for an entire generation of NBA stars, and that's what Patrick Mahomes is doing now. Like, don't be surprised when it happens. I feel like we all got blindsided by this.
Well, it's because we all watched the receivers this year, right? And we saw second half shutouts that actually cost him a division game.
Yeah.
I mean, of all the things that we hadn't seen Mahomes do, we hadn't seen him lose a division game, right? We also didn't see him lose it on officials, and also lose his skull in a way that we never see from him, where he tells Josh Allen the officials essentially gave you the game. You know, that he didn't say those words, but his actions certainly communicated that. So we saw some things we just really hadn't seen. A Christmas Day loss at home to the Raiders. So I guess that was maybe part of the rope-a-dope from the football gods.
I mean, I think there were genuine emotions, but I think we were all missing the real story, which was they were getting an elite young defense, which I think over the next 5 years will be more important than MVS dropping a pass or Kadarius Toney getting all of these snaps. And the Toney problem has obviously been shelved for right now, as Toney has been shelved. But I think that, like, when we look back on this run, we're going to say Steve Spagnuolo with a young, aggressive defense with the draft picks they've hit on with. I mean, who knows what happened to the Chris Jones situation, but that was more important than extend the receiver situation. I said this mid-year, but like literally the problem was Patrick Mahomes getting what chemistry with his receivers. Like I'll take that every single day, and I bet the Chiefs will too. And so I guess, you know, I think I'm old enough to make this reference, and anybody under 30 won't get it, but Mahomes is MacGyver. He will figure this out. He gets these problems and he solves them. He's the best problem solver in the sport. Reed is right there to help him. I mean, I don't know the next time I'm going to doubt him. It's not going to be anytime soon.
Yeah, so not in two Sundays. That's for sure, right?
No. I cannot say he's in his MJ era and then pick him to lose the next game.
It's funny. Earlier we had Robert Griffin III on, and he started saying who is Pippen, who is Ku Coach, and you know, and things of that nature. You know, when it comes to you know, the Super Bowl and whatnot. It's interesting you bring up MJ. Kevin Clark here on the Rich Eisen Show. What is your opinion of the Purdy conversation that you're hearing nationally right now?
Oh, gosh. It's the most nuanced conversation. I know we're not allowed to do nuance here in the media.
You can hear, Kevin. Go ahead.
One of the most nuanced I've ever seen, because I believe three of the five players in history at the quarterback position who've been eight yards per attempt, which is a really, really high number. Three of the five have been Kyle Shanahan quarterbacks, Jimmy Garoppolo being one of them, Purdy being one of them. Kyle Shanahan creates stars at the quarterback position. Not everybody can do it, but if you have the requisite skills, he can do that. Having said that, what I understand is this. Brock Purdy is a savant, let's say, or a uniquely gifted at running the Shanahan offense. We've seen a lot of guys who have not been this good. We've seen guys who have been more careless with the football, face mask pass notwithstanding. I think you just see that they're comfortable with it, and they're gonna roll. And I think that the only time we have to discuss value or is he a top 10 quarterback is when it's contract time, and that's not anytime soon. And so, are there more guys? I mean, I think that if I could get sort of a truth serum thing in any situation in football right now, Rich, it would be shutting the door in the Niners facility and saying to Kyle Shanahan, how many guys could you get to do this? How many guys around the league could you get to Brock Purdy's stats? Could you get to his playoff wins? He would know the answer. None of us can figure it out from the outside. And right now they're rolling with Brock Purdy and they're comfortable with it. And so the value conversation comes much later. Mahomes is obviously significantly better, but Purdy with Shanahan can make up a lot of ground.
I mean, we talk about a matchup, right, of two guys at their current stations in their career. Because, I mean, we overuse the word GOAT, right? Greatest of all time and things of that nature. But Mahomes is the only guy that can approach Planet Brady, right? Like he's, if to use, I guess, the pop culture analogy, he launched the ship about 7 years ago, and he's closer in light years now, and he might be 10 years removed from actually approaching the planet. But he's as far than any passenger's gotten, right? You'd think?
1,000,000%. I never saw this coming. When in the middle of the throes of sort of the Patriots dynasty, I never saw someone coming this quickly behind them as far as the floor being so high. Here's what I mean by that. The floor for Reed and Mahomes is the AFC title game. That is not normal. And then once you get to the AFC title game, you either need to hope they have a significant flaw or that you can play perfect football. Well, the Ravens didn't play perfect football on Sunday. We saw that, and the Chiefs didn't really have a flaw. So that was their first problem. But I just never anticipated this much success. I mean, Andy Reid, I mean, we can talk about this right now, or we can talk about it in 6 years, but Andy Reid is 6 years younger than Bill Belichick. He has 641 winning percentage. Belichick had 647. And he's going to win probably a bunch more Super Bowls. So the GOAT coach conversation is also kind of baked in there. What happens in 10 years if over the next 7 years of Mahomes' contract, they win three more Super Bowls, they win four more Super Bowls? What if they get to five more? I don't know. Anything's possible in this dynasty. And I just didn't think, you know, it's funny because when Brady left Belichick, I thought nothing's going to change my mind about the Patriots dynasty. Greatest coach, greatest quarterback. Well, then Brady wins the Super Bowl in Tampa. Belichick has some lean years. And now we have a dynasty that has, I'm not going to overstate this, but the capability to be that kind of sustained success over 15 years if Andy Reid wants to coach that long and as long as Mahomes stays healthy.
Kevin Clark here on the Rich Eisen Show. Who have you spoken to on your pod this year that you really enjoyed the conversation? Like who?
Oh, my gosh. So speaking of the Chiefs, the last 3 weeks I've had two of Mahomes' ex-linemen, Kyle Long and Mitchell Schwartz, and I adore both those guys because Mahomes, the stories about Mahomes, and I love the way Kyle Long put it, he was like, he would call his family after a practice and he would like, it was like working at Area 51 and not being able to tell everybody the whole story, but just saying, I saw something incredible today. And I think that there's very few people, I mean, you can count them on one hand, where it's a joy to watch them in practice. And the practice stuff is almost as vivid and impressive as the stuff that you see in a game, because really, I mean, Mahomes tests his limits in practice. And so, you know, behind the back passes, no look passes, all that stuff, that's pretty regular there. I love players who are around greatness, can contextualize greatness. Guys like that on the pod have been phenomenal. I just love storytellers. You know, I mean, my favorite guest this year was Channing Crowder, who's obviously a media member now. But he was telling me a story about how he tried to make conversation with Nick Saban at a urinal when they were together at the Dolphins. And this is just a classic story for both. And he's just really trying to be, show the human side to him. And he says, hi, how you doing, coach? How's Terry, his wife? And Nick says, Terry would be a lot better, Channing, if you could cover a receiver on third down. So those are the stories we're looking for, Rich, on This Is Football. We want current analysis, yes. But the best thing we get is the absolute amazing stories. And we've been very lucky over the past couple of months to book some great players.
That's pretty funny, man. That's so funny. The story, once the Super Bowl is over, in your mind, is going to be what, Kevin?
Sustained success on Mahomes. I mean, like, we've never seen this before. Now, if the Niners win, it's going to be Purdy mania, and the nuanced conversation I just described 3 minutes ago is going to explode on the grandest scale we've ever seen. I mean, we're going to see, it's going to be a take-pocalypse if Brock Purdy, or even like the biggest sort of take-pocalypse would be if Brock Purdy is just okay, makes a bunch of plays, kind of like what we saw against Detroit, makes a couple of plays late, and then the Niners win. Because then you're saying, well, he has the talent to win a Super Bowl. Do they, you know, if in 2 years there are upgrades available, what do you do? Like, it is going to get us through the content game all March, all April, all May. Ah. Like it's like a log on a fire, Rich, if Brock Purdy wins a Super Bowl. But I do think it's going to be Mahomes, and I think it's going to be about appreciating his greatness in this era where I again, should not be surprised at some of his heroics, but you can't help not be, because this is not normal.
I think the take-pocalypse is if Purdy doesn't win it, because the one quarterback, I always refer to Daniel Jeremiah's quote that he said on this show years ago, is that if you are in the Shanahan system, if your name is Shanahan, if you coached with Shanahan in any way, shape, or form, you will always have to pay fealty to Kirk Cousins. And that guy's available in March. Like, that guy is out there. We will see what his Achilles looks like. I think that's what the take-pocalypse would be with the Niners. Like, they had a ready-made team, and I don't want to put anything negative in the ether, because Brock Purdy is one of my de facto sons, as my guys here on the show like to point out. There's three of them, Baker Mayfield, Brock Purdy, and Kyle Hamilton, who I talk about as if they're my own children. I don't want to put anything negative out there, but that would be it. I was kind of, I guess, referring to also out, you know, writ large, what the storyline is going to be when all 32 are now looking towards Detroit for the draft. Kevin.
Yeah, I mean, so first of all, the Ravens have a lot to think about, because was that game plan on Sunday? Was it game plan? Was it Lamar? Was it the guys around him? I mean, like, that's a tough, you want to talk about, you know, you know, when they say tough plane rides, they were at home. It's a tough 8 months, because you're saying, why did we not have the game plan ready to go for Lamar? Why did the running backs only get 6 carries? Why did, against Houston, they have a bunch of quick game stuff and decisive runs, and then they made none of those adjustments against Kansas City? I'm looking at that, and I'm looking, either way, you know, my feeling on the AFC, Rich, Rich, and I think we're all golf fans, is it's almost like the PGA Tour or a big major, where there's eight or nine guys who should win a tournament every single week when you look at their metrics. And some of those guys are at LIV now. But I just think with the AFC, think about Burrow, think about Lamar, think about even Justin Herbert now with Harbaugh. There's so many teams in the AFC where I look and I'm just like, this team should win the Super Bowl. And it's going to come down to a couple of pieces on defense, maybe a couple skill guys, how the line holds up. Like, how deep is that conference? And I think the race is going to be, Rich, how do those teams close the gap on Mahomes? And I don't necessarily think any team's going to be able to do it every single year. Look at Lamar. He has the 2019 MVP season. They have some good seasons in the interim, but it takes 4 years for them to get back to the level of actually challenging for a Super Bowl. I think we're going to see that throughout the AFC. I think the Bengals have a special trajectory, even missing Brian Callahan next year, who went to Tennessee. Lou Anarumo returns. And so I think the big race is how do those great quarterbacks in the AFC, who should all in another era have a bunch of rings and a bunch of Super Bowl appearances, they don't have them, how do they close the gap, and who's next to challenge that kind of throne? Because as I said, the floor is the AFC title game, and then you got to get past the final boss, and that's Patrick Mahomes.
And then I think in the same vein, who's going to go get Caleb Williams? Because you want your if there's a next Mahomes, if anybody's come close. Because when Trevor Lawrence came in, we weren't saying, who's going to be the next Mahomes? Now Mahomes is the guy, right?
Yeah.
And Williams is the one who all USC tenure long has been, oh, that's a guy who's got a similar skill set than Mahomes. And who's going for it? You're already hearing rumors, is Sean Payton going to trade up? Who's going to just sell the farm to tell the Bears, you're sticking with Justin Fields because we're giving you the Godfather offer, you know?
So, good news and bad news for the Bears. The good news is that you have either the option to take Caleb Williams or get as more first-round picks than you can possibly imagine. The bad news is you've already fleeced the most desperate team in football in Carolina. And so I'm looking around and I'm saying, who, you know, it's like the old, you know, you're sitting around at a poker game trying to find the sucker. They already found the sucker. And so now they have to find another sucker. And I think that's going to be hard. Is someone going to give the Godfather offer a year after seeing what happened with Carolina and Bryce Young, where CJ Stroud had a lot of success, got people fired? That to me is the big question. I'm very, very hesitant to project forward much on quarterback prospects. Remember, Patrick Mahomes was not a Patrick Mahomes type coming into the draft. Mitch Trubisky was the first quarterback off the board. There was a lot of debate about how that was gonna shake out. And now after the fact, everybody says we love Mahomes, and all the people said they were gonna trade up for him. But like, that wasn't the reality at the time. I mean, the Bengals, who are, I think, you know, obviously hit with Joe Burrow, have done good things since. They took John Ross before Patrick Mahomes. So it was a totally different thing. You know, we talked about the quote-unquote Andrew Luck type. Not even Andrew Luck developed into the prospect that we thought, because of injuries, because of infrastructure, because of the line around him, because of Ryan Grigson. And so I always hesitate to say, okay, Caleb Williams is going to be the next guy. I mean, listen, Joe Burrow has shown the proof of concept that he can beat Patrick Mahomes, but that's still not enough to win a Super Bowl yet. Lamar Jackson's almost there. Justin Herbert with Harbaugh could get there. And so I think we might see a little bit of a chilling effect on those sort of selling the farm offers that you describe because of what happened last year. And because, by the way, like, let's say the Commanders were going to be desperate. Well, the Commanders got a top two pick. They're good. And so, you know, the Broncos, obviously they traded all that capital for Russell Wilson. It might be tough for the Bears to get a Godfather offer, and it might end up being a better option to take Caleb Williams and trade Justin Fields.
Kevin, have a great time in Vegas. Who do you think is going to win it?
The Kansas City Chiefs, close and late, as all Mahomes games are, let's say by 6 points.
You're the man. Enjoy enjoy the time there. Hope to see you there.
Absolutely.
The host of This Is Football from Omaha Productions, Kevin Clark, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. I think we're going to hear a lot of Chiefs. You're going to hear a lot of Chiefs.
I think so too, and that should frighten people.
Because you're going to be hearing a lot of can't go against Mahomes.
Valid. Completely valid.
It's worked out so far in the playoffs. 3-0.
However, complete team, I think San Francisco's better.
Well, if they get the quarterback play without any mistakes.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Five throws, like Baldy said yesterday.
When we come back, it's a segment all for TJ. His back is killing him. And wait till he hears what's going on with somebody's knee. That's next. This is The Rich Eisen Show.
On the Bigger Pockets Real Estate Podcast, co-host David Green and Rob Abasolo interview real estate investors and entrepreneurs about successes, failures, and hard-earned lessons. Joined by author Dave Meyer.
Who wrote a book?
I did write a book.
It seems like you're coming out with a book every 4 minutes.
You're one to talk. You've released 2 books this year. I've done half as many as you.
It is more about strategy than it is about just finding whatever the new buzzword happens to be.
Bigger Pockets Real Estate Podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.
America starts the day with America in the Morning. Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather. Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
In New York, I'm Sue Aller.
I'm Charles Tillotesma.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Clayton Neville.
I'm Kevin Carr.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
I have a few questions about Cincinnati that you might have to know if it's true or false. You're from Athens, right?
I am, yeah.
It's a 3-hour drive from Cincinnati, right?
Two and a half.
Oh, with a lead foot.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Okay. I've got 4 aspects of Cincinnati, and I want to know if you're already ready to figure out about this city. I'm just picking that city out of the blue.
Yeah.
Okay. True or false, Cincinnati, true or false with Joe Burrow, everybody. True or false, it's the birthplace of Academy Award-winning director Steven Spielberg.
False.
Is that true or false?
I have no idea.
It is true.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Well, all right, that's number one. Play-Doh was invented in Cincinnati, true or false?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say all these that you're saying are true.
Okay, it is true. Now, just hold on a second. Just because you can read a defense doesn't mean that you can read me right now, okay? This pre-snap. Cincinnati is the site of the United States' biggest celebration of Oktoberfest.
That's true.
Okay, you knew that right then and there.
I know about the parties, yeah.
You know about
yeah.
Have you been to an Oktoberfest?
I have not, Cincinnati?
Okay.
No.
Are you going to have to talk about it with your team first?
We'll have to talk about
it. Okay, talk about it with your team. And the number one radio station in Cincinnati is WKRP.
That one, I have no idea.
Before his time,
it's
Rich.
False. There's a famous TV show called WKRP in Cincinnati that is way before your time. Have you never heard of it at all? Gosh darn it.
I'm older than most college football players, but I'm not that old.
I mean, we've heard you're older than Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, he was in my recruiting class. Yeah.
Okay.
Couple months, I think.
And if you had one choice of a meal, would you pick crawfish or spaghetti with chili?
Crawfish.
Really?
I don't like all the Cincinnati cuisine as far as all that stuff.
Not yet. Greater
size. I might learn to like it, but we'll see.
Okay. Very good. Check out our YouTube page, folks. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Ben Johnson spoke to mlive.com, which I'm attuned to because it's an A&R. It's an Ann Arbor news organization. Told them, quote, the reason why I didn't go is I think some people, I can just speak on a personal level, some people, they really want to climb as fast as they can. I know particularly young coaches want to do that. That's not been the case for me per se. I want to be around football. I want to win football games. I want to be around good people. When I finally had a chance to step back and take a deep breath and look at it, that was the most important thing, he said. Talk to my wife about it. And we just came to a really good decision of, hey, you know, we're happy where we are. We love where we are. We love being in Detroit. Love the people here. And just decided then to go ahead and put the brakes on it right now. Just wasn't the right time for us. He said he loves Dan Campbell. I've known him for a long time. By the way, I believe Johnson was with the Dolphins when Campbell took over as the interim coach there when that bullying scandal came out. And Joe Philbin was fired and Campbell was the interim.
Yeah, he was with the Dolphins from 2012 to 2015.
Right.
2018, actually, yeah.
I believe in the direction of this organization, he said, and so that truly was the biggest drawing point for me to come back was what we have here, what we're building here is something I want to be part of. I've been a part of a number of losing seasons in my 11 years in the NFL. He made Eminem very happy. Again, we some of us just can't compute. Like, don't you want to be a head coach? Don't you want to double your salary, potentially triple it? Don't you want to go to Washington, D.C., be your own guy of your own team in the NFC East and get the number two overall pick? How many times are you going to have a ton of cap space and the number two overall pick in an ownership group that is ready to basically do whatever the heck is necessary to order to win right now because the fan base is so jacked up? I mean, how often are you going to have that opportunity? But it's not like as if he thinks the Lions are going to fall off to the point where he won't have a shot. I mean, he's 37 too. So,
and just look at the weapons on offense. They're bringing back next year.
Oh, yeah. Amon Ross St. Brown's in his fourth year. Gibbs is, do you think Gibbs is going to be, and I know this is a stupid metric to say this, top five fantasy draft pick next year?
First round for sure.
Based on what we think he's going to do numbers-wise in this system?
Sam Laporta is the number one tight end going into next year. So
you think so, huh?
I do.
Okay. Mark in Albany, New York, here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Rich. How you doing?
Thanks for hanging as long as you did.
No problem. First, I want to congratulate you on your Michigan win.
Thank you. I did a lot.
All right, number two.
Thank you.
Patrick Mahomes is the GOAT. Oh, my God. That kid is he's off the chain. Every time people doubt him, he comes through. It's just amazing. And number three, I want to talk about all in with the Cowboys. Well, I'm at a point right now where I'm not all in. I'm very disappointed. I know our fans are disappointed. I know the players are disappointed. If Jerry Jones is going to go back with the same two people that we came this year with, I think we're going to have the same results next year.
Well, you're going to, Mark. It's coming.
Yeah, because Dallas has got to learn how to beat the good teams. And another thing, too. One thing I've seen with football players, when you go out there and you celebrate because you got a first down and you're making these moves and all that, but then when it comes time for you to raise the bar, they don't do it. And just like I was telling TJ last time I called, I just don't think Dak's it. I think he has a more disappointing career than Tony Romo because he's won 13 games and he's 13-3. We go to the playoffs, we lose. Following year, 12-5, we go to the second round, we lose. And then the last 2 years, San Francisco beat us. And then look with Green Bay.
I'll push back a little bit. I think Dak's it. I mean, you take a look at his skill set, and he's an MVP finalist, right, just like Purdy is. You can't sit here and say, you know, that they have an appreciably far, vastly different skill set, you know, other than the fact that we have seen Purdy now in two playoff games come back from a hole. You know, clearly, and this is not trolling, and thanks for the call, Mark. I appreciate it. Call back again. This is not trolling to say that, you know, Dak knows about being in a hole in playoff games, but he hasn't been able to come back from it. We haven't seen it. We've seen off days more often than not, similar to the one that we saw from the Ravens, right? Like, that was a type of performance we've seen from the Cowboys. Off day on play calling, off day on execution, off day on composure. Those are the more of the playoff games that we've seen from the Dallas Cowboys, right?
Yep.
And so you can't sit here and just, obviously, it's a quarterback-driven league. You can lay it at the feet of Dak, but
You can't put everything on him.
Because the defense had its you know, hand in love just slicing him up. Yeah, you know, I
mean, like Dak wasn't arm tackling Aaron Jones. Dak wasn't correct. Wide receivers, Rich, who no one outside of Green Bay knew, wide open 30, 40 yards down the field, wide open. Like, that's not Dak Prescott.
So, you know, what now, though? Because what can be fixed? What is fixable? Jerry Jones was at the Senior Bowl speaking yesterday. And this is what we've been kind of, you know, teasing all show long, about how the Cowboys are all in for this year. And here's what Jerry Jones had to say on the postmortem, now that he is a couple of weeks removed from announcing he's keeping Mike McCarthy. And I know that.
It's not a usual statement.
No, because again, Jeffrey Lurie didn't say, I'm keeping Nick Sirianni. He just put him out there as a in a press conference as the coach of the of the Eagles without a press release saying he's staying.
Right.
He just is staying.
Right.
So this was Jones on Tuesday.
I would anticipate, with looking ahead at our key contracts that we'd like to address, we'll be all in. I would anticipate we'll be all in at the end of this year. So when you say, is there any thought, I think we'll strain her. We'll push the hell out of it.
Okay. Is that doing something differently than you had in the past in that respect?
Well, it will be, it will be going all in on different people than you've done in the past.
Okay.
We'll be going all in. We've seen some things out of some of the players that we want to be all in on.
Okay.
And yes, I would say that you will see us this coming year not building for the future.
Okay.
Is the best way I'd say it.
Okay. So, a couple things. They have to extend Dak Prescott. They must. He's got 1 year left on his deal, and you can't franchise tag him. So the only way you can keep him is to extend him. And you might be like, okay, he should be like McCarthy. You got 1 year to prove it, and if not, you're out, and we're starting all over again. The problem with that is you can't really build around him for this one all-in year because he's $59 million and change on the cap. I mean, you could do the math, but you can't have your quarterback be, or anybody on your team be, one quarter of your cap, right? I mean, like, you've got to lower that number, and the only way to lower the number is to extend him, is to give him more years. And he's worth it. I mean, the guy shows he's really elite. Just hasn't done it in the moments where he's got to be the most elite and show that he's 10, 15, 20% better than he is in the regular season, in the same way we have seen from Mahomes this year. We've seen from Purdy in spots when you need to have him. We've seen it from Allen. Again, I don't think anybody thinks the reasons why the Buffalo Bills are home is because of Josh Allen. Right? We've seen that. We saw that from Goff. We've just got to see that from Dak, where he's just like, not today. And we saw that in Tampa last year, where he took care of business against a Bucs team. Now, I know a lot of people think that the end of the Brady era there, they were running on fumes. Maybe so.
But Dak still retired Tom Brady.
And in terms of, he won a playoff game. Like, we're acting this year that he didn't win a playoff game last year. And he did. And he got him to the divisional round. You just can't get past the Niners. And by the way, nobody was able to do that this year in the playoffs either.
All right.
So when he says we're going to be all in on certain players, like, and not for the future, that means, you know, hey, we didn't extend the coach. He's got to win this year or not. And I know we had Florio on earlier saying that if they really want to go all in, they'd go with Belichick. But that takes, like, you're ripping out the guts of the way everybody's doing business and knows how to do business. Now, you could say you're replacing it with new guts that would give you the actual figurative guts and fortitude to win playoff games, since that's what he's clearly known for, and culture changing in that regard. But if you just want to keep on with the same system, not have to relearn anything, and just keep going, and put the pressure on everybody saying we're all in this year, that's it, we're not going to give anybody some extra time, even though they have to do it for Dak, I think. And he said that they're going to be all in for their own players. I mean, you got to extend Micah. You're like, and you're going to have to extend CeeDee Lamb.
Yep.
Right?
You would assume.
Here's what I think he needs to do. And you have to extend Dak in order to have the room to do it. And I think this answers a lot of problems, I think. You want to go all in, go sign Derrick Henry. Go get him. Put the star on the side of his helmet. Because that's what they're missing. They're missing somebody to take the damn pressure off the quarterback, man. They were missing Zeke this year. Was Zeke going to be able to be the old Zeke this year? They certainly missed him. I thought they wouldn't. I thought Pollard would take the pressure off. The number of times that Goff didn't have to make these damn throws all the time is because they gave it to Gibbs and they gave it to Montgomery. Mm-hmm. They have the pressure comes off of Mahomes with Pacheco and CEH. The pressure comes off of Purdy completely. We all know. I mean, you could see, keep filling in the blanks. The Ravens abandoned the run. I mean, one way to help out Dak is to give him fewer throws that he has to make. And fewer moments where he has to be the guy. And if he feels that less pressure, then maybe the diamonds can be made that way too. Now, I know I'm saying go get a 30-year-old guy at the running back position, but he doesn't strike me as a 30-year-old in terms of the mileage and the tread left on his tires. Hell no. That guy is a difference maker. I think he would be, you want to go all in and get some other guys. Go get DeAndre Hopkins. Go get these guys. Go all in now. That's what I mean by going all in. Get guys who are hungry for a title, and they may be longer in the tooth, but go get them and add them. And screw all them picks that you might be holding on for the future. Go get them. And you don't have to trade picks to go get these guys, but do it. I thought they should have gotten Derrick Henry at the trade deadline this year. And if the Titans were holding him up, screw it. Again, I think the Niners are in the Super Bowl this year because they have Christian McCaffrey. That's going on in a very, very long, thin limb, isn't it?
It's bold of you.
No, I know that. Honestly. But what was bold was when they went and they got him.
Yeah.
When they're, and you're sitting there going, how much do they have left in the draft cupboard after they gave up all that for Trey Lance, who was maybe not the guy when they made that trade, right?
Absolutely.
Because he was already out for the season. And there's still, when the guy that gave up all those first round picks for was out for the season. And they had Jimmy G there, and they went ahead and they got McCaffrey with the remaining draft capital they had, and they're like, we'll worry about it another day. And look at him now. And that's the boldness that you want to see from the Cowboys. I think, am I wrong? You can push back here.
No, I mean,
that's what I hope all in means for you, TJ.
Yeah, look.
Go get him.
Dak threw 60 times in that playoff game. You can't have your quarterback throwing the football 60 times and expect
Derrick Henry run his ass all over the Eagles. Send him towards Jalen Carter and the rest of that Eagles front seven. Jordan Davis, here comes some old school SEC downhill. Run him at the 49ers. Run him. And then let's take some pressure off of Dak. And so suddenly, see, you're doing some action with Derrick Henry. How open is CeeDee Lamb going to be then?
Yep.
The Joneses run their team like a fantasy team already. And by that I mean, how many people out there in a fantasy league go ahead and hire somebody else to choose your roster? You don't. You choose your own groceries with your fantasy team.
My team.
That's the thing you take pride in when you walk into an office or your buddy's house. You puff out your chest and go, I know more football than you because I'm beating you in fantasy, even though, as we all know, it's absurd.
Yeah, it's very well.
But they run the team like that. We choose the growth. Now, they have a terrific staff who helps, as we saw in that Roku Channel documentary about the draft last summer. You know, it's a team, but eventually it all comes down to it. What does the boss think? So it's time for them maybe to start filling out their roster like it's a fantasy team. Hey, DeAndre, you want to come? We should have done it last year. Hey, Derek, you want to come? We should have done it last year. You guys played for the Titans. How'd that work out for you? Come to Dallas.
All right.
And now it's Dak and CeeDee and DeAndre and Derek. And you'd be like, how do you fit them all into the cap? And you do it. Who cares? Figure it out. That's all in. With McCarthy's last year.
That's all in, for sure.
You know, that's all in.
Yep.
I hope that's what he means. He's just like, not for the long term. It's for this year. That's all in. Because look at the Niners. That's all in. Let's get Chase Young.
Chase Young, yeah.
Let's get Trent Williams back in the day. Let's keep adding these pieces. We're not just drafting and resting on our laurels here. We're going to go get Christian McCaffrey, and we're going to make Super Bowls. And we'll figure out the fact that Carolina is going to use their draft picks. Who cares? 844-204-RICH, number to dial.
You hit it on the head, Rich.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's the way. When I heard him say I'm all in, that's what I thought we meant. Before we go to break, I want to tell you about Game Time Tickets. You can get a big game ticket right now through Game Time Tickets, and there's a great code to get $100 off, Vegas100. Game Time, I've been telling you about how it's the fast and easy way to buy tickets for events near you. When I go on Game Time and I could see the all-in pricing, meaning I could see how much everything costs all in before I buy the tickets. I can see the view from my seat before I buy the tickets. That's the way that guesswork is completely removed and you get complete peace of mind with your purchase because Game Time is the ticketing app for that. Last minute seats, executive flash, and sponsored deals on tickets for football, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. However, when you take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time and go and download the Game Time app right now, you can get $100 off a big game ticket with code Vegas100. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. But get the Game Time app. Use the code VEGAS100. $100 off a game, big game ticket. Or if you're not going to the big game, use code RICH for $20 off of your first purchase on anything I've already told you about. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. I know it sounds as simple as go get Derrick Henry, go get DeAndre Hopkins. I sound like a longtime listener, first time caller, but it's the truth. Ah, back here on the program, 844-204-RICH number. What?
It's just here. I was like,
I don't know.
Like we caught you off guard.
Yeah.
No, I like being back on television. I like it. I miss it when I'm off. You know, commercial breaks are long.
This is completely BS. This is shame.
I don't know why I played that, but it's funny.
Neither do I.
Neither do I.
I don't know either. Radio audience returning shortly.
Outrageous.
Who are the Commanders going to hire, man?
DJ left.
I have no sense of it. Do you?
I haven't heard or seen anything that even is hinting towards where they might go.
They want to win.
I assume.
Everybody thought it was Ben Johnson's gig, right?
Or Slowick. Just if they don't get one, they get the other.
And they both
re-upped with their teams.
Right.
Slowick adding years and money to stay in Houston. Smart move. C.J. Stroud, superstar. Guess what? We'll go through this whole thing next year because there's going to be 6 to 8 more openings, and each of these guys will have their spot.
There's a guy with an 8-rings boat sitting at home.
I mean, yeah. Why is he not there?
What are we waiting for?
Exactly.
I think they just want to go young and start from scratch.
With a guy
not where you, not where you figure, you know, just in 4 years you're going to have to restart, potentially 6. How long would Bill want to do it? Till he's 80? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, that's true.
Or if Levy coached a long time.
No, I know that.
Also, what have they been doing for the last 20 years anyway? Cycling through coaches. None more famous, none more successful than this guy.
Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you just want to hire him and then have him hand it off to his hand-picked successor?
With the number 2 pick, by the way.
Succession.
I don't know.
Well, you're not serious people.
Maybe he's a poor interview.
Don't do it. We're almost back.
Yeah, maybe the like,
it's a bad interview.
Maybe the rings didn't mean as much as I thought.
It's a bad interview.
Yeah, didn't think of that. Back on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, yeah, number to dial. All right, TJ, I just helped you solve the Dallas Cowboys conundrum.
Oh, yeah, so next year.
Just like a longtime listener, first-time caller. Just get 2 aging superstars. Add them to the mix. You know, how'd that work out for the Eagles, you know, dream team after the lockout,
dream
right?
Dream team. Ha ha.
Joel Embiid's going to have an MRI on his left knee.
Yikes.
Awesome. Just awesome.
Sorry about
that. He played last night in Golden State, and who contacted him? Do we remember?
Jonathan Kuminga.
Kuminga fell into him going for a loose ball.
Dude. Well.
You know what's funny is
there goes the MVP.
That's fine. He came out earlier and said he wasn't as concerned with the MVP as being healthy. And
of course,
you know, he went out there. He shouldn't have been playing yesterday. If you watch the game, he was struggling.
Right.
But here's what I find funny. You know, on the Twitter X machine, you always have people that for some reason he's disliked, which is very.
Why? Troll is because he's Troll Embiid?
Because it's Twitter, Rich, and there's people there.
Okay.
And so, you know.
Well,
by the way,
you can't say that for sure.
Yeah, that's true. There's bots there. But all I can see for months and months are people, saying he's soft and why is he not playing and he needs to be playing. And then he drags himself out there when he shouldn't be. And now the response is, well, how'd we make him play? Well, you technically didn't make him play. But the narrative was that.
Well, I mean, the staff is not going to. Put him out there if he's not ready. I mean, like, and he wants to play, clearly.
He did, but he definitely, if you watched it, he was lumbering out there.
So, yesterday. I mean, the All-Star break is coming up soon, right?
Yeah.
We find out tomorrow who the reserves are. Then next Thursday is the trade deadline.
Right.
So that means if we're going to be in Vegas... It's going to be a big news, right? Last year was when we were in Arizona and Durant arrived.
Well, Sixers fans, we need Daryl Morey.
It's not going
to
be that
something.
Big, I don't think.
I don't think so, right?
But you never know.
Oh, I think it will. I think you're going to see some names move. There's a lot of names being tossed around out there. And
let's go.
I mean, I know for Sixers-wise, even though they do have a lot of money next year salary cap-wise, you can't. Joel Embiid, I don't know how much longer he has. Just because a human being is not meant to be that big, right, Chris? We've talked about this.
Yeah,
so
no, and move
your joints
like that
and things of that nature, you know, you're more susceptible to injury. So Daryl Morey's got to make a move now to get this team some help.
Well, we will see. It depends on how the MRI comes out for Embiid. Well, you got some news over there or whatever?
No. My ankle.
Oh, I didn't know. Made this face you see some news that disappointed you. I had no idea, like you're actually in pain.
Yeah, my
God. So you got your ankle, your back. Michael, you all right? Look both ways when you leave here, please.
Yeah.
And then there was about 11 hours ago, we're right before 3 o'clock Eastern. LeBron James tweeted out an hourglass. And it sent everybody nuts because the Lakers are right now there's ice and they're stinking on it.
Yeah. Oof. They got whacked again last night in Atlanta.
So everyone's like, what does that mean? He's just stay tuned or, clock's ticking or,
what if LeBron asked for a trade?
You know, what would happen then over the next week, right?
He doesn't have no trade clause, so the Lakers could technically just trade LeBron James.
You know what they're not going to do? That.
Maybe they should.
Oh, God. James, and then apparently it was to announce something he's doing with DraftKings.
Was that it?
Apparently.
Oh gosh.
Hey, stay tuned, everybody.
You love it.
I have news. And everyone's like, oh, he's going to want out or Darvin Ham's, on the hot seat. Time's ticking. Time's wasting.
People tend to read too much into these things.
Well, I mean, hey, when it comes to
emojis
in the NBA.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, come on. He's got to know what that means, right?
Everyone's going
to
look at
everyone will pay attention to what he's about to announce.
Yikes.
And then there's the Knicks. They should make a move because everything they're doing right now, what the hell's happening? Everything they're doing is turning to gold. The big ragu put up 30.
Woo. Knicks are fire
now. No OG.
The big ragu.
He's out. Seriously, Randall's out. OG's out. Let's put Precious Achiuwa and Isaiah Hartenstein and Vincenzo in the starting lineup.
Josh Hart had a triple-double last night.
Josh Hart with a triple-double. And Brunson is just... He's going to be a reserve, right? Because if not, there will be pitchforks and torches.
Oh, I mean, people want him in the MVP race.
People want him starting.
He should be in the MVP race.
He's not.
Oh. Did you just end it? Just shut the door on it?
No, I'm just saying.
He should be.
His odds aren't even offered on the sites.
Guess what? They're coming.
On LeBron's new partner.
They're coming. They should be coming. Knicks are third in the East, right? Here we go. Here we go.
Here we go.
Go New York, go New York, go. Cooper keeps saying to me, he goes, Dad, are you going to be a Knicks fan again? I'm like, I've always been a Knicks fan. Just don't like the owner.
Sorry, Brunson 100-1.
I better mask up going to the Sphere, right?
Say, you better
Do you think they have facial recognition?
They totally
for sure.
Walking into the Sphere?
All over the place.
Dark glasses, hoodie, hat, hen hoodie,
yeah,
and mask.
No, I went. There's cameras all over the place.
You need a wig, bro.
Wig.
Yeah.
Wig.
Yeah, go for it.
More to wig, man.
Yeah. Long blonde mullet.
You're crazy.
Yeah.
You got her.
I mean, do you want to be let in the building or no?
Mark Davis style. Let's just go for it.
Tracksuit.
Yeah.
Tracksuit.
So go with the bowl haircut. I'm going with Susie, so I don't think she'd be up for that.
Well, do you want to get recognized and kicked out or not?
Do you want in the building?
You know what I mean? Do you want to enjoy the show?
That would be the biggest news of that night.
What?
If you were like stopped.
Get out of here.
Big with news. Literal.
And I'll be like, I'm going to tell my friend Bono. By the way, it's so funny. We did a read for our cartoons, you know, that we do on NFL Game Day morning.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And, you know, and so we did one specifically for the Super Bowl. We recorded it a couple weeks ago, and we included the word Bono in there. Mooch read it as Bono. And we're like, it's not Steve. It's not Sonny.
I got you,
man. He had to do it again because he said Bono.
Bono's.
I mean, Steve I'm Bono like, wore no, 13 Steve. Before yeah, Brock Purdy. I mean,
it's Bono, Steve.
I mean,
connected.
I get it. I'm a Bono fan.
See you Thursday.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
And here's Lil Yachty with Tierra Whack.
I've never been to a fashion show. I never did any Paris Fashion Week, New York Fashion Week, and I'll tell you why. Because I would always go to events and people would say to me, oh man, Yachty, man, I love your music, bro. And she'd be like, what song? At the time, I didn't love my music. I would feel like I'm in a room with all these artists and they all respect each other. And I feel like no one respects me.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.